Welcome to Everyday Perspectives, a sacred space where I share an energetic approach to very human experiences. I'm Erin Panzarella, and I've been on an active spiritual journey since hitting an intense rock bottom 10 years ago. On this podcast, I share insight to modalities that help me shift from a victim mindset into co-creation with the universe. I connect to my channeling gifts and the Akashic Records to accept, heal, and shift everyday perspectives. If you are ready to step into your power and learn tools that can change your life, you are in the right place. I'm so grateful you found your way here. Let's get into today's episode. Hello. I literally am like kind of laughing at myself because I completely forgot how to use my microphone setup and my Rodecaster and my headphones because it's been a little while. I'm like also just wanting to honor you for being here with all of my heart. Truly, truly, truly. I have been taking in a break, and then I come back for an episode, and then I take a break again. And I'm not going to set myself into stone with this, but it is my intention to be more regular here. And I've said that before, and I'm not going to make myself totally, you know, bound by that. But I have this new energy flowing through me, especially with the podcast. I literally was singing, y'all ready for this? Dunun, like this excitement buildup for this episode. And that is the energy that I have been creating for myself. That is the energy that I want to bring forward here in my offerings, in my day-to-day conversations, in my relationships. That's the energy. This excitement to be here now. And there was this idea that I needed to do the podcast, needed to do blah, 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 whatever. And now I'm like, oh, I don't need to do anything. Which legitimately creates me doing more. It's the release of the obligation that leads me to create more. It leads me to show up more. It leads me to move more. It leads me to really be in alignment more. And I have really just been in reflection and noticing and taking action and really just understanding that when I show up to something because I think I need to be there, something is misaligned. The energy is not flowing. It doesn't mean that the energy isn't there. And it very much will be something that is for me. But the energy isn't flowing. So what I need to do is get myself into that state of flow so that I show up as best as I can in that moment. And it sets me free. I don't want to be trapped in my daily actions because I've been there. I was stuck. I thought I needed to be someone other than who I was. And now we're releasing that. My mom actually was the person who brought up this idea of feeling trapped. And she was like, I really want you to talk about it. She brought it forward to me because she was, you know, reflecting on it and journaling on it and really recognizing that that's how she felt. And she was like, maybe this would be something for you to speak about. And to be honest, I came on here and I had no freaking clue what was going to come forward, but we're going to go through that. So thank you, Mom. I love you. if you're listening. And before we tap in to that topic, let's just take a moment to be here now. To be in the body, center into this moment. Breathing in and breathing out. My hand keeps having this pull to come towards the heart. Recently, when I've been closing my eyes, my hands just float up there because there's a reminder to stay open when I place my hands on the heart. So much of my life I've spent closing the heart. It was my natural tendency. And now I remind myself that it's safe to keep it open even when it doesn't feel safe. That actually keeping my heart open allows me to show up with more vulnerability and show up as my true self. So if placing the hands on the heart feels good for you, I invite you to do the same. Let's just clear some energy. Taking three deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'm going to walk us all through the first one together, and then you can do the other two at your own pace. Breathe in through the nose. And let it out the mouth. Letting a sigh come out, letting energy that is no longer serving you release through the breath. Two more times at your own pace. And if you've been here before, you know that I always open up the space for my guides to come through. And I didn't know if I was going to do that today, honestly, because I've been really leaning more into the fact that it's the human, it's me, as I perceive me, what is even me, that is really meant to bring the messages forward. But I still feel called to invite them in just to allow them to guide. As we continue this journey. So, masters, teachers, loved ones, guardians of light. I ask you to guide me in this conversation. If you feel called to come through with any tidbits of information, I welcome you in now. I ask for guidance in bringing these messages through kindly, clearly, and in highest good of those who are led here. I thank you for your wisdom. I am open. I am willing. And I am grateful. It's so interesting because if you've been here before, you know that that prayer, that welcoming in, has been relatively the same for since I started to bring it forward, essentially. And now I'm feeling how we can invite newness, differentness, is that a word? Something different. Into the podcast, into my life. I even recognize that I was getting complacent even in my prayer. I was getting complacent. I was just doing the motions instead of energetically taking action. And what a beautiful calling to be present and also to release that energy that is, number one, no longer serving you, or just very stagnant and no longer exciting you. It is safe to release what is no longer exciting you as well. We think that things need to be like terrible or bad or weighing heavily on us in order to release them. But now in this moment, I know that that's not even true. Sometimes we release good things because something even better is in store. We create space for the even better. How powerful is that? Saying, I am willing to let go of something good so that I open and create space for something better. And that can be really, really scary. I think about it even just in relationship to people who are releasing jobs, such as myself, that no longer serve them. When some aspects of it are good, the money is good, but something is not right. So this doesn't only apply, this releasing, this letting go, this feeling trapped even, doesn't even apply to something that is terrible, horrible. It can, and it often does, and that's usually when we're really aware of that feeling of being trapped. But sometimes it can even exist in the things that seem good. Because we are so attached to that level of comfort. I'm attached to comfort sometimes. It's, you know, natural. It's also a trauma response. It is also a survival mechanism. Evolutionarily, we are wanting comfort. And comfort is good sometimes. Comfort is great sometimes. Comfort is in alignment with your highest good sometimes. And others, it's just familiar. Others, it's keeping you small. Other times, it really is no longer serving you, but it's so familiar and you're afraid of the unknown that you just stay there. I even see the tendency of myself. This is a forever journey. I am always learning, always having lessons come back and repeat. I'm seeing within myself this wanting to go back to comfort. Mostly because of fear. Mostly because of conditioning. Mostly because I do not believe in my ability to create something because I have been told previously that I could not do that. And I was trapped in the idea that that is not meant for me. I am not capable. I am not worthy enough for that. So I stayed in situations that no longer fit for way longer. And what my mom and I were speaking about when she brought up this feeling of being trapped, and she was talking about a very heavy feeling based on previous experiences. Both of us have resonated with that before. Like, both of us have felt trapped in a very dense, heavy way. But as you look at it now, as you reflect on it now, as we were reflecting on it, we understood that this was an entrapment of the mind. This was a belief system entrapment. It was not, quote unquote, truth, but it was our truth. And if it is our truth, then it is our reality. And in the midst of that entrapment, in that feeling like you are literally stuck, you're imprisoned, ain't no one going to be able to come to you and say, well, you could choose differently. You cannot do that. If you're so convinced that there is no other way, no one can come and tell you that without you being extremely triggered, writing them off, and getting just angry. Like when someone tells me, oh, you could think differently, or oh, calm down, in the midst of a very convincing story, a very convincing life that is showing me that what I believe to be true is actually happening. No one can tell me differently in that moment because I'm going to write it off immediately. And that is true for us as humans. I have like so much music playing on. I do not know if you guys can hear it right now, but it is crazy. It's just like very loud. Pretty cool music, but not what I want on the podcast right now. Come back later when I'm not recording, right? But yeah, this feeling of being trapped is such a convincing story. And often you can only see that there was a different way when you're out of it, when you're not trapped anymore. And that's kind of like, you know, the cycle. You can only see that you were entrapped when you're not trapped anymore, but how do you get yourself out of that entrapment? And truthfully, the situation might have to end, but we can always choose differently. And while the choices that present themselves to us might not be our ideal choices, we still have choice. And if you have choice, then you are not trapped. There is something you can do to change your circumstance. And that can even just be changing your mindset about it. Because entrapment is this idea of the mind. So if you change your mindset about it, shift the way that you're thinking, then you can release being trapped. And if you can release being trapped, then you're not really imprisoned. But until you recognize that you're the one who can do that, you're the only one who can do that, nothing outside of you can do that, you're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel stuck. They always say hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, right? And honestly, I feel that's so just accurate of this human experience. I have even been reflecting on this with the Akashic Records and readings that I do for others. And I have some people come forward with a question. And it's literally like I'll get such clear images, visions, I'll hear things will come forward. But if someone asks me a question and it's like trying to figure out a timeline, trying to figure out something specific, it's like it goes blank. Like I see the timeline leading up and then all of a sudden it's just like fuzzy noise, fuzziness. And I see this, you know, wanting to get that static all clear and to see the picture for what it is. But if you can see everything before it's going to happen, immediately before it's going to happen, how can you have presence? You're just going to skew it with your expectation. And even with Akashic Records, there's a lot of times where I'll see something or I can't see the timeline or something will happen that didn't necessarily go along with the reading. And then I'll come in and doubt myself like, oh, like how was I so off or how was I not intuitive enough to see that this was going to happen immediately like after they asked this question. But the whole point is they are not supposed to know. And my job as someone who holds space is not to tell you how your life is going to go. And that's why I do have some reservations with certain psychic readings, certain people, that they will tell you something that completely like intercepts your own free will. But at times I'll get into my head about it and I'll kind of like be like, am I not really intuitive? Am I not supposed to be doing this reading? And then when I come back to my truth, I know that that's not true at all. And my duty as someone who does readings, especially in the Akashic Records, and energy healing and anything that requires my intuition, which is legitimately all of my services now, it's really to hold space and to empower the individual on the other side. It's a giving and receiving for sure. But really what I'm doing is showing up to empower you. Because we are all the ones that hold this power over our lives. That's what this whole podcast is talking about. That's like my whole life while I'm working through it too. Because sometimes I do not feel empowered in my own life either. You know, sometimes I'm really convinced by the stories, but I have tools to work through it. And sometimes, you know, it's just supposed to be like that. That's the human experience. We wouldn't have come here if we weren't supposed to experience that. And I just really, you know, as I return back to the podcast again, without, you know, boxing myself into a commitment, but really having intention and knowing that this is feeling really, really good and really aligned. And it's something that I feel so drawn to time and time and again. And every time I go away from it, I come back and I'm like, oh my God, I love this podcast. I love speaking my truth. This is such great practice for me. This is also a giving and receiving too. I get so much out of this, and I hope that people who find their way here get a lot out of it, or else they wouldn't be listening. But I just know it's so rooted in my purpose. It's a part of my path, and it keeps coming through. It keeps coming up. And I'm also rewriting the story that if I do not show up for it, I'm self-sabotaging, which was really huge. It was kind of like preventing me from showing up in a way, which is, is that not the epitome of what self-sabotage is? But thinking that I was sabotaging myself created sabotage. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Human experience? Like, everything is so paradoxical. But I was so convinced, like, oh, I'm such a self-sabotager. Like, no, if I choose to not believe in that story anymore, if I choose to release that identity of someone who self-sabotages, I am free. I am no longer trapped. Oh, wow. I love how just everything comes full circle. I also just wanted to kind of throw in a little human design tidbit in here. But I pulled my human design offerings off of my website because in human design, I'm a 5-1 profile. And that one part is really someone who needs to have a great foundational knowledge before they, you know, bring it forward to teach. And while I do believe I have foundational knowledge that is great with human design, I was not able to, you know, bring it in and really make it my own. I was trying to merge it into what other people are doing and whatever. But Erin Claire Jones is a human design reader I highly resonate with. Go look her up. Get her blueprint. But I just signed up to work with her in her Blueprint Plus human design training. And I am so excited. But that was just a little caveat of pulling the human design services. I know I'm meant to work with them with other people. And I've gotten some feedback that's amazing. Some feedback that's like, oh, you could tweak this. And really doing a lot of self-reflection on that honest feedback that really triggered me in the moment. But also I could see the truth in it. And so now I'm set up for this training. But as a manifesting generator, my mom brought this idea of entrapment to me. She said, I thought of you, I wanted to share it with you, and I appreciated that so much, but I'm a manifesting generator, and part of my design, my number one strategy, is to respond. And I can see in my life where I've been forcing things, trying to, you know, cause them, bring them out of thin air instead of responding. And also with my open head, my open crown, I'm getting ideas from the outside all the time and transmuting them. So I see in human design offerings where I was trying to force something instead of responding. And I see even with the podcast where I'm trying to force something instead of responding. So my mom bringing this idea of entrapment today really gave me this opportunity to respond. So I want this podcast to be something that I can respond to as well. And I do respond energetically. Like even when I open up that prayer, I'm thinking that I'm inviting the guides in for me to respond to something, which is so key for me. But I also want to respond to you. So send me what you want to hear. I'm not going to necessarily pick it, but send me something to respond to. And let's make this an open communication, because that is the way that I am meant to thrive energetically. And I want to invite that experience in so that we can make this the best podcast that we can possibly make it. You know, let's get it all energetically aligned. So I invite you, if you're a projector, I invite you. If you're a manifesting generator, our generator, this is your something to respond to. If you're a reflector, wait your lunar cycle and then come back to me and say, like, this is what I really want to hear too. Here, if you are a manifester, you don't really know any, you don't need to respond to anything. You can just, you know, inform me of what you want to hear. But I just really am listening to the energy, listening to the tools, listening to the information that is coming, and let's make this the best that we can. I would love to connect with you. Please, let's connect. Find me at Erin Panzarella on Instagram. That's like where you're going to be able to find everything. So I'm just going to give that. Who cares about the rest? You can find everything there. I will say I have a breath work circle, free, completely free. It's breath work and energy healing happening on Thursday, June 16th. So that's going to be 2 days after this releases at 3 p.m. East. This is part of my breathwork facilitator program. This is my capstone project, and I would absolutely love for you to come here, help me practice. You'll get a really great experience out of it. You'll connect with community there. I already have over 10 people signed up, which I'm like, that's so exciting. I am so excited for everyone who has signed up already, and I really want to welcome in whoever feels called to it. So I invite you there, and you know, let's grow together. Let's shift together. Let's be together. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one.